This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salaam wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslimin kathira thumma amma ba'd. So the khatra tonight, inshallah ta'ala, I want to link this to something I spoke about last time and also for something we heard in this recitation tonight, inshallah azza wa jal. So if you remember the last khatra I gave when we talked about the last portion of Surah Al-Imran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about what we call them today, the Islamophobes, Islamophobia. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that you shall be tried and tested in regards to your wealth, in regards to your nafs, and you shall hear from them so much injury and so much harm. All what they do is just harming you and hurting you with this hateful speech. Now the reason I'm bringing this up because subhanAllah, something happened recently to one of our beloved members of the community here, and I want actually your attention to this, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sister Nye Armstrong, she is actually the admin here in our masjid, and a lot of the amazing things you see happening in terms of order and terms of organization, mashallah, goes back to her because she keeping everything, alhamdulillah, on check, jazakallah khair. She has a YouTube channel in which she talks about Islam, talks about culture, talks about many things. The last few days, she's been, one of her posts kind of like went into one of those sites, the alt-right sites, and therefore, they start actually harassing her with hundreds and thousands of hateful comments. And subhanAllah, why? Because she is Muslimah, she's revered, she's hijabi, and she's white. And she's very active. All of this together made her target of that hate speech. So if you go to these comments, you see all these ugly words and all these ugly things, subhanAllah, that comes out from their mouths. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. You shall hear from them, those who receive the scripture from before you, those of the other worshippers, أَذًا كَثِيرًا, a lot of, you know, hateful speech. And that's exactly what it is. It's bluffing. It's just because they want to scare you off. And mashallah, I have to give her a shout out because she stood against this hate, and she went to Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and she said that she would never actually be silent because of these kind of words. I want you to go, inshallah ta'ala, and give her actually, you know, words of support, inshallah ta'ala, on that channel. And also just appreciate, mashallah, her good work that she's doing for the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rabbil alameen. So make sure that nothing like this should pass by without actually we noticing this. I want you to go and show some few comments, inshallah, positive comments on that channel, binallah azza wa jal. It was actually in the news even. Probably some of you have seen that the link to it. It's on our Facebook as well. Check it out, inshallah ta'ala. Again, show your support, inshallah, to Sister Nye and the community as well. Barakallahu feekum. The other thing, because this is all intertwined, subhanAllah, in the recitation of tonight, the Imam Al-Qari, Saif, he started with the story of the two children of Adam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story in a way as an introduction to the rest of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah has a lot of discussion in regards to the people of the book, Ahlul Kitab, the Jewish people, and particularly the Christians. So there are a lot of discussions in regard to Isa alayhi salam, the nature of God, the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Lord, and who is Isa alayhi salam, was he God or not, and why he isn't God or not. All these discussions were mentioned actually in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala debating with them. Allah debating with them in many, many ways. So one of the things in the story of the children of Adam, at the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتَقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ قَالَ أَقْتُلَنَّكَ قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The story begins with this line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Ya Muhammad, tell them, narrate the story for them, inform them about the children of Adam. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا, they both gave their offerings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time, there was a specific actually, you know, rites and rituals and ta'a and ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they gave their offerings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla says, فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Allah accepted from one of them and he rejected the other one. The one who was rejected got jealous and told his other brother, he says, قَالَ أَقْتُلَنَّكَ, I'm going to kill you. The other one told him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He said, listen, Allah accepts only from the righteous. Allah accepts only from the righteous. This statement is very, very, very powerful. Very, 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 very powerful. Especially this is the month of Ramadan right now. As a lot of people, they put so much effort in ta'a and ibadah and waking up and starting tahajjud and fasting and all that stuff and so on. But remember, Jama'ah, it's not about how much. It's about the quality of what you're doing and what you're offering. In terms of the offerings that the children of Adam, they gave, the one who was rejected, according to the books of Tafsir, he gave a better offering. In terms of the quality, or in terms of the quantity of it, it was actually much better than the other one. But it wasn't about how much, about where it's coming from. Is it coming from the heart? Is it coming from with good intentions? What is it? What is this offering is all about? And I'm asking myself this question every single night and every single day in Ramadan. When I open the Mus'haf to read, what am I reading for? Just to finish pages? What am I reciting this for? Just because I want just to make sure that, you know, like everybody else finishing one khatma, so I can have the bragging rights to finish the Quran in Ramadan? Is that what I want? What am I doing all that stuff for? When I come and fast all day, what is it about? When I come over here in the masjid and stand all these hours, listen to the recitation of the Quran, and staying up almost most of the night, subhanAllah, what is this all about? You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that some people in Ramadan, said they will fast. قَالْ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. Somebody will fast all day, and he will get absolutely nothing out of it, other than just being thirsty and hungry. And somebody else will spend all night up making ibadah, worshipping. But they'll get absolutely nothing out of it, except just being awake and fatigued. What does that exactly mean? It means that sense of taqwa and righteousness, and the reason why they're doing that for, is not clear, is not right. There's something wrong with that. You see, that's what makes everything worth it. SubhanAllah, this is why what's worth it. The intention, the reason, it has to come out of taqwa and righteousness. Otherwise, it would be rejected. It would be rejected. In Surah Al-Khashi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. Allah speaks about people whose faces are khashi'ah, has that sense of khushu', which means they're still, like they're so focused, they're so concentrating. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. Amir, which means they're working so hard. They're working so hard. Nasiba and nasab means fatigue. Means basically being, you know, toiling, you know, so hard. But then what? Tasla naran hamia. That they'll end up in Jahannam. With all this hard work, it wouldn't count anything for them. Because the intention wasn't right. And that ibadah wasn't for the right reason. SubhanAllah, going back again to what I started with. Even with this all Islamophobia and these people they hate at Muslims, why would they hate at Muslims anyway? A lot of it, subhanAllah, goes back to another ayah that Imam Saif was reciting afterwards in the surah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَأَنَّا أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Like, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, all people of the book, why are you hating at us? Why are you hating the Muslims? Why are you hating the believers anyway? Is it because we believe in what was revealed to us and what was revealed from before us? And then, وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, and the majority amongst you are wrongdoers, are fasiqoon, sinners. Is that what it is? Because, subhanAllah, when it comes to the devotion and the sense of devotion, ibadah, you see the Muslims actually, they outnumber probably, you know, many, many people in terms of the number of hours and days and times and quality of ibadah they offer. But that's, of course, in terms of now numbers. Quality, that's a different story. Which is why, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning of the surah, speak of the story of the children of Adam, he said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So as for the Muslims, the same thing too. Don't follow the mistakes of the Jewish people, the Christians, the people of the scripture from before you. Don't follow the same mistake. That the intentions and the reasons and to whom they're offering is now actually drifting away from where it's supposed to be. You need to keep it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean to do it, to be righteous? So what does it mean when we say that إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبُّ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah only accepts from the righteous. You know, when it comes to the acceptance of the amal, there are two major things you have to worry about. Number one, al-ikhlas, that you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. You associate no partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worships and with your intentions. You keep it purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that something easy? Specifically for a'mal that are considered secretive deeds, hidden deeds, it's hard to do it and not to wish for that good deed to be public and people know about it. It's very hard. That's why ikhlas, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important and very, very actually, very crucial in the a'mal. Even Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, قَالَ عَالَجْتُ نِيَّتِي 40 سَنَةً I've been dealing with my intention for the last 40 years. And I'm still working on it. Like you're going to die, still work on your intention. That's the first thing. The second thing, that the good deed that you're making has to also be in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just because you have good intention doesn't mean what you're doing is right. You have to make sure that it's right. Okay, so who's the criteria of right and wrong in this in regard of acts of worship? The example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't know it? Ask about it. Just because you grew up in a certain culture or you've been taught by your mother or your grandmother or your grandfather something doesn't mean what they taught you probably is the most accurate thing. You need to learn. That now that you're mature, that you're an adult, ask and learn. So you can have it sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do that and watch your intention, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this amal out of taqwa ya rabbil alameen. Finally, why is it so important for your amal to be accepted? And actually not even much of it, little. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, he said, if I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from me 2 rak'ah, I'll be the happiest person. I'll be from the muflihin, khalas. I'll be from the winners. Why is that? He goes, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Allah accepts only from the righteous. If I know that Allah will accept 2 rak'ah from me, then that's a testimony from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are righteous. So I want to suggest for you that every single time you make an act of ibadah, whether that you're opening a mushaf to recite the Qur'an, whether that you make an wudu, just make an wudu even, subhanAllah. Coming into the masjid here to pray 2 rak'ah, when you start praying in the Salat Taraweeh, I want you to keep in mind that every small act that you do, keep in mind that I hope that Allah would accept this one from me. Just this one. Don't think about the whole Ramadan. Think about 2 rak'ah out of the 8 or 20 rak'ah that you pray. Think about the wudu that you make whenever you make wudu. Think about it. So when you start thinking that I hope this wudu will be the one that Allah accept from me, I hope your intention will be right. And you start becoming much more careful when you make wudu to make it right and make it perfect. And then when you pray these 2 rak'ah, hopefully these 2 rak'ah will be the one Allah will accept from you. I hope that will help you to focus and have khushu' inshallah ta'ala and do it always inshallah in the right way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the righteous, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.